apology for permitting wise. That was on me as far as those tents. I paid for it. I put the application in, and I just didn't think of anything of it. And we started building those things. So I was under the impression that I was fine to build, and that's not a good impression. I made a mistake there, and I'm admitting fault. So whatever I need to do to rectify that. So we've met many of our neighbors so far and throughout this process, and we truly love this community. Actually, my wife and girls are from Savannah, Georgia. We're not a local. But I'll be honest with you, based on a prayer that my wife had, it ended up here. And we left a very beautiful place to come to an even more beautiful place. And so far, everybody around has been very welcoming to us. So everything we're building is rooted in the wanting to add value to a place we now call home. Much of the feedback we've received so far has been positive, and we want to continue to be good neighbors as we move forward. We are here to listen. Every concern matters to us. Our heart is to create something peaceful and family-focused. Responsible farming, a clean ingredient family-style restaurant, which we'll talk about in a moment, and an organic smoothie and coffee cafe, and a quiet, nature-based space where families can slow down, reconnect, and enjoy his creation. So there was a couple of comments tonight on, we saw a motocross track and those sort of things. I like to be on four-wheelers, and I wanted to build a little track behind our house. My wife and I always dreamed of having something like that. That wasn't a plan to have it open for the public. It's just something we do, and we've enjoyed it. So I know I saw some people kind of shudder a little bit when they saw the motocross track, but as far as the rest of the things up there, I'd like for us to be able to take a little bit of time and explain what each thing is so you guys have a better idea. When I first saw this up here, it said event center, and our plan is not to have events, large events here. That's never been the plan. So I'll go through a little bit of the vision statement here so people can understand. Before I do that, we had a meeting last night. I met one of the neighbors in the neighborhood behind us. And we organized a meeting at the fire department that's right there off Jefferson. And we invited the neighbors in to ask any questions they wanted to ask. And there were some people that showed up, and they asked some really good questions. And they ended up, we ended up all parting ways with, hey, it sounded like, which they can speak for themselves, that this is something we want to be able to help out with. We want to see in the neighborhood. I know there's a lot of people here that were not at that meeting, and I wish they had been, but we're going to try and explain as much tonight as we can so that they know exactly what they're voicing their opinion on and not just through word of mouth. I've heard things like a hippie park or a trailer park, all kinds of stuff that I've heard, and we want to set the record straight for what we're trying to accomplish here. So our vision is to create a place that strengthens families, supports our neighbors, and enhances the natural beauty of the land we've chosen to call home. Restore is meant to be a peaceful and responsible and restorative, a place where people can slow down, breathe, and reconnect with what's important. At the heart of our vision are three core elements: responsible farming and land stewardship, improving soil health, and establishing a regenerative landscape guided by expert permaculture planning. The reason why we have that beautiful plan right there is we've hired one of the best permaculture professionals in the country. His name's Wayne Wiseman. He trained right under the guy that started permaculture. And what he's trying to do is it's basically integrating the plants, the animals, the people all symbiotically, so everything makes sense and it works together. So that's what they're trying to do as far as the permaculture plan with the entire plan that you see there. Second is a family-style restaurant and organic smoothie coffee bar, serving clean food, no seed oils, no refined sugars, fresh milled flour breads, in an environment that encourages conversation and connection. Now, this is a place where we want to have people sit at a tin top, and they may not know each other. And we're going to take away their cell phone. We're going to encourage no cell phones, and we're going to just put food on the table. They're not going to be able to order. And they're going to have conversations with each other. They might come in as strangers but leave as friends. So we're trying to create a family-style dining atmosphere, and that's why it's called the family table. We don't know. I've got a very good consultant, restaurant consultant, and they're very excited about this. There's nothing that really exists other than a place called Mrs. Wilkes that was in Savannah, Georgia, and it was a very popular place. But they serve fried chicken, and we're trying to serve something a little bit healthier. And the reason why that this family table even exists is I was in Savannah, and we went to a lunch spot, and I realized after we went and ate lunch, it was like nothing in this food was good for my children. So we want to have a place that where families can trust that what we're serving them is actually good for the kids. So that's the family table. And also another one, a nature-focused RV park with cabins, intentionally designed for quiet, healthy outdoor experiences, longer stays, not high turnover, or party-style camping. On the RV park, the glamping tents, and the tiny homes, we're actually screening people that come in. So we went to, I think it's Tallulah Ridge, which is an RV park in North Georgia, and it was absolutely beautiful, but we had to take a picture of our RV. We had to talk to somebody before we could stay there. And that inspired us that we can actually have an RV park where there's some level of knowing who's going to be staying overnight, and it's not going to be a one-night stay. It's going to be a multiple-night stay. And we don't even have on these RV campsites, they're not even set up for big rigs. We're not looking for big rigs here. We're just looking for a family-focused type of avatar, the persons we're going after when we market to people. These are people that want to be at a family-style type of park, and they want to be able to enjoy a place without worrying about, you know, the next campsite, you know, doing whatever that would not be suitable for a family to be around. We want to open the land in a way that invites others to enjoy it, walking trails, mountain bike paths, peaceful surroundings, while also supporting local farmers, creating small job opportunities, and contributing positively to the county's growth. Our hope is that this project becomes a long-term blessing to the community, something both local and visitors appreciate and benefit from. So I think at this point, if we could, Brian, we'd like to point out, actually I can do it from up here. We brought these, but I want to point out some things just to clarify. Do you mind if I walk over and point out some things?
So what we have so far down here in the green is walking, hiking trails / mountain bike trails that we brought a company in to make them safe. And there's going to be a beginner's loop that goes around here that you don't see here. But it's going to be a place that's going to be free of charge for people to come and hike or mountain bike on. It takes you down to a cool waterfall right here. And so we're trying to provide an outdoor experience for people that doesn't cost them anything. Up here you have, of course, the parking lot. This is main assembly building I want to touch on. This half, it's two buildings. This front half will be, there'll be the kitchen, and then there'll be an area for maybe 25, 10 tops sat really, really tight. I said 250 when I said the number on here, because I was like, I'm going to give them the maximum number I think will ever be out here. So that's where the number 250 came from. As far as events, this isn't open for weddings or any of that stuff. It's not built designed for events. I'm actually a minister myself, and when the restaurant is not being in use, we're going to be doing Bible studies there. That's just what we're going to be doing. There's a ministry, underlying ministry, to this whole property as well. So this is a scripture-inspired wellness retreat. So there'll be Bible verses up on the paths, and there'll be just places where people can walk barefoot on these grounding trails. So we're not trying to create a place where people come and they get crazy and wild. And this is a place where people come and they slow down. We have a lot of these orchards and fruit trees that are going to be in here with a vineyard and a vegetable garden that we're going to be serving back to the restaurant. This is a place where people will be able to walk around and kind of see what we're doing. As far as this main assembly building, on the other side, there's going to be offices upstairs for the people that work there. And then downstairs, there's going to be a marketplace that we're going to be able to help local farmers or other people that fit what we're looking for to be able to sell their merchandise and stuff in there. We also have an organic smoothie and coffee bar that's on this far side, and they'll be able to kind of go up the stairs and see it's a really beautiful view going this way. So, again, this main assembly building is not set up for events. It's actually set up for people that are coming to the organic smoothie and juice bar, or they're coming to the actual restaurant itself, or they're coming to the scripture studies that we're going to be having outside. Let's see here. You're going to see down here materials and compost. We're going to be serving some plates that are compostable. And so we're making browns and greens. We're going to be using compost in the correct way, because this is a setup for a rotational graze, like the Joel Salatin style type of farming, because we want to do it the right way. Every single aspect of this is doing it to the way that he intended it to be done. We've got these set-apart suites. These are the cabins that you saw, and they're not set right now because they're kind of waiting on this. We've been trying to communicate as much as we can with Cody on things, and I know I've done some things wrong, and I'm going to be transparent. Is I sold a business in Savannah, and my dream is to create a property like this that honors him. And I had to do a lot of things to shelter capital gains tax as much as I could. So I was kind of pushing the envelope, and I apologize if I pushed it too far. But that's the way. That's why we've been going so fast on this. I'm trying to get as much done as I can. Let's see here. So campsites. Some of these things have changed. These campsites, we're not going to have campsites there. There, the campsites are actually going to be here, and we're going to have some bathrooms put over on the side as well, so it's closer to bathrooms. So there's going to be some minor adjustments here and there, but I just want to assure everybody, this is also, the gate's going to be closed unless the restaurant's open or the smoothie and juice bar is open. And it's going to be on a code, so anybody that's coming to stay here at Restora, they'll have a code that will reset when they leave. So it's not going to be as much traffic, I think, as everybody has been concerned about. We're going to be widening that entrance that goes up, so there potentially is an exit and an entrance as well. And there's been some concerns where you really can't see when you come out of that turn. You can't if you're going this way, but if you take the exit to the right, you're able to kind of see down that hill. Another thing is all the way up here, when you come in, you've got 2,200 feet before you get to a parking lot. So there should be no chance of congestion from Jefferson. People turn on and they keep going. So the traffic of the parking has been set up over here so that there is no congestion. Let me ask you while I'm up here, does anybody have any questions so far? I can keep going on and on.
How big is your parking lot? How many cars?
Brian, how many cars is there?
I think it's 150 maybe. 100,
150. Hey guys, this is Mr. Brian Bridges. He's a general contractor, so I point to him because he's the one that.
And one of the things is the structure that you're seeing framed right now is the animal barn. So it's the one that's kind of catty corner over there. The one that is next to that is just like a farm shop.
And we don't need a permit for an animal barn, is that correct? For a barn? That's why we made that structure.
Right.
And then talking about a shop, this was just a shop. We had an idea if there's going to be some people at RVs. And back where I was in Savannah, we were replacing the AC units with mini splits in RVs so they're quieter and more efficient. So we were like, well, let's set up a shop where we can outfit. We used to outfit it with solar. It's called off-grid RVs. And we'd outfit RVs with solar so they can spend more time and not have to hook up. So that was the idea for the shop. The actual merchandising will be in the building where the smoothie bar is. I just want you guys to have a full picture of what's going on here, especially everybody back here.
I apologize. Yes, what are you going to do at the shop again?
The shop we're thinking about right now, it'll be a shop for fixing equipment for us. But eventually, maybe we can do something with it only happens if I have a friend that moves up here that is specialized in outfitting solar and doing that stuff. I can't do that stuff. So that was the idea. That's why we put the shop in the first place. But right now, it's just going to be used for farm equipment, and that's where we'll fix our stuff. That's just me being transparent as possible for all our potential plans. But we haven't had any ideas to open this up for weddings or any of that sort of stuff. As far as events, workshops, I've got the permaculture guy wants to throw some workshops on things that would help the community. There's all kinds of things that we'll be able to show people how we're doing this so they can go back to their local farms and help themselves. So we've got a lot of ideas on workshops. So when we talk about events, those would be the types of things we're talking about, things that would help, certain educational type of courses. Any questions?
I've just got a comment. This is an impressive presentation, but really this is something we should have seen 6 or 9 months ago, not after the fact.
I agree.
So what we're looking at is A1 property that hasn't been rezoned, and you're coming before us to basically get a CUP to operate commercial businesses.
So, to operate a restaurant. And,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
It cannot be rezoned according to their conservatory.
Yes.
So, it's not allowed. So we're looking for CUPs, right?
To, it's the only way to make it happen.
Yeah. So... to me, that's and I try to keep things simple and move straight to the point. So, and I'm speaking just for myself. I don't know if anybody else has any feedback, but that's ultimately the problem we've got right now. And again, you guys have put a lot of time and effort. Sounds like an awesome game plan, but again, it should have come before us 6-9 months ago. Got approvals for this, and you're moving forward. But that's why we're here tonight, and that's probably why everybody else is here, because they didn't know what was going on. So
we moved here in August, so this is you know, we're doing as fast as we can, like I said. And my agenda was so I can shelter as much and put it into the property. So that was my agenda. So I apologize. We should have been, we should make, I don't know what we would have done different, but slow down. I'd have lost some money in the process, but maybe that was the better route. I understand.